WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey girl, hey. Welcome back to the Confidence Glow, your daily dose of inspiration and empowerment. I'm Riley Hart, your friendly neighborhood hype woman, here to help you shine bright and conquer the world, one confidence boost at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can seriously level up your life. Setting healthy boundaries. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries? That sounds so serious. But trust me, babe, it's not about building walls and shutting people out. It's about creating a clear roadmap for how you want to be treated, what you're willing to give, and what you hold sacred. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your self-love armor, protecting your energy and ensuring you get the respect and space you deserve. Here's the deal. Setting healthy boundaries isn't just about me time or avoiding drama, although, let's be real, sometimes that's a bonus. It's about designing a life that feels authentically you. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when you want to scream, no? Or find yourself drained after every social interaction because you're trying to please everyone? Yeah, I've been there too. Those are red flags, girl, major red flags. It's time to reclaim your power and set some boundaries that support your well-being. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become a boundary-setting queen. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation, babe. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know your absolute worth. What are your values? What makes you feel energized and fulfilled? Write them down, scream them from the rooftops, and let those values guide your decisions. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in one day. Begin with small, manageable boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to that extra commitment at work or politely declining an invitation when you need a night in. Every little no is a victory, a step towards owning your time and energy. 3. Communicate clearly. This is crucial. Don't expect people to read your mind. Sorry, they just can't. When setting boundaries, be direct and assertive. Use I statements to express your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please talk one at a time?" Four, be consistent. Consistency is key, honey. It takes time for people to adjust to new boundaries, so don't give in when things get uncomfortable. Remember, you deserve respect, and setting consistent boundaries shows that you take yourself seriously. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. When you prioritize your needs, you have more energy to give to the people and things that truly matter. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's a hot bath, a good book, or a dance party in your living room, no judgment here. Remember that feeling when you finally say no to something that drains you? Or when someone respects your time and space? That's the magic of boundaries. It's empowering, liberating, and honestly, kinda addictive. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're invited to a big party, but you're exhausted after a long week. Your friend keeps texting, asking if you're coming, even though you've already said no, politely. Now, you have 2 options. Give in and go because you feel pressured, or set a boundary by saying something like, "Hey, I appreciate the invite, but I really need to recharge this weekend. I'll catch up with you soon." See? It's not about being rude, it's about respecting yourself and your needs. So, remember, girl. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating a life that feels authentically you. It takes courage, but the rewards are worth it. Take those boundaries head on, embrace your power, and let's glow together. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boundary boost. Tag me on social media and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.